You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. 216-578-0850, last chance to jump in, final comments. I want to say one thing. We talked about Johnny Manziel, and we've mostly been taking the calls today, which I think was smart, obviously. But the one thing that we have done is, at least in my opinion, we talked about what he did from the pocket, et cetera, et cetera. What I also want to talk about is the leadership that I thought I saw from Johnny Manziel. I thought that he did a very, very good job looking out for his teammates in terms of going to Andrew Hawkins after the fumble, first guy to pat him on the head. After the offensive lineman let him get sacked and missed a block, and Stephon Tuitt almost killed him, got up, patted them. I thought he was very much in command and seemed so much more comfortable with himself as, you know, being the leader on the field for this team.
Sure, absolutely. And I think that's part of the equation when it comes to Johnny Manziel is, I think some of it should be forced to do those things so that those looking on or those individuals that he is patting on the back or, you know, helping up after a play that didn't go so well is the above and beyond that you want to see out of a leader, out of a guy that cares. Because at certain points in the season, Johnny was a guy, or last season rather, was a guy that has the connotation as that he didn't care, that he didn't work hard, that he's not that into it if he's not the guy. And so now that he is the guy, you want to see those things, because as he evolves as a quarterback, his concern for those things with his guys will fade because he's so concerned with winning football games. And I hate to say that, but that's just naturally what happens. All that other stuff gets swept under the rug, and he's just concerned about his performance, his team, and running this offense as efficiently as possible to maintain his standing as a quarterback in the National Football League. But the one thing that I think is going to be a test is right now. We're technically on a bye week for the Cleveland Browns, and I know that they're going to be here working through Wednesday, I believe Coach Pettine said in his post-game press conference, and then's going to be given a significant portion of time off. He must understand, without hearing out of Mike Pettine's mouth, he must assume that he is the starting quarterback for one of 32 NFL franchises. Act that way. If you can be the leader and lift guys up on the football field, go into hiding and continue to go see your family and get enamored with the game of football and growing over the course of this bye week, because the next 6 weeks will be both physically, emotionally, and mentally demanding on Johnny Manziel if he gets the football. Treat it that way, like a professional should.
Of course, absolutely. Very, very, very well said. All right, 216-578-0850. Also, let me ask you, what was your take on the reaction, or should I say, lack of reaction to when Johnny got his head twisted off by Arthur Motes?
I mean, unfortunately, you'd love to have what you just referenced about Johnny Manziel when other players got their heads knocked off or so on and so forth, or Johnny knew he threw it into a tight window and there was a significant hit on one of his guys. He was there to pick him up on the fumble, so on and so forth. I'd have to go back and watch it to see the reaction of the players around him. And I think in some cases what happens when you're losing, and I've talked about this, it's to each his own. You know, hey, sorry, man. And I think in some cases no one really saw how bad it was because their back was turned to it.
Correct.
So it's hard to come to the rescue for a guy when it looks like a normal sack and it's not almost your head literally getting ripped off of its neck.
Which is exactly what it ended up being. There's no question about that. Yes, they're disappointing for the Browns. I really do hope right now that you have Mike Pettine go out there and embrace Johnny Manziel as the guy going forward for the rest of the season. Josh McCown has almost said it. He's got the endorsement. Joe Thomas has come out and said it, that he would have the support, complete support of the locker room. So you certainly do hope that this is an opportunity for him to get that. That's what I certainly am hoping happens today. Will it happen? I don't know, but I hope so. For this Browns team over the bye week defensively, they've got to find a way to get on the same page. They've got to find a way to, I don't know if it's simplify things for this defense, because it's so interesting. We heard about last year, we're going to the graduate level this year, and now it sounds like there isn't even a fundamental understanding of what's supposed to be done defensively.
I agree, and it's frustrating. And imagine, You and I talk about it on the radio. Imagine you're a competitor and a winner, and you're playing in that scheme, having to sit through meetings. What's happening is, you know, eyes are rolled and shoulders are shrugged, you know, walking out with questions of why we're doing this and why we're doing that. Because a lot of these guys, Whitner, Dansby, Starks, Kruger, have been other places and won other places and played great defenses other places. So they know what a locker room, what a defense should function like to have a winning performance. And if they don't see that, that's what's going to happen. Eyes rolling, shoulder shrugging.
All right, that'll do it. Disappointing. The Browns fall to 2-8 as they head into their bye week. Losers of 5 in a row, each of the last 4 by 14 or more points. A lot more questions than answers right now for this team. Although the one positive coming out of that game against Steelers was the improved play of Johnny Manziel, specifically from the pocket. Mike Pettine will address the media at 3:30 from here in Berea. You can get that at ClevelandBrowns.com. and the Browns mobile app. We want to thank Jim Donovan for joining us. Thank you all for your calls and for listening as always. Thanks to our producer, Dave DiNatale. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.